WMFO in Medford. Good morning, Boston. Of course, the rest of the world as well, because this is available online, which means you can listen to it anywhere. My name is TK, and welcome to music you might otherwise miss. The first hour, it's the new release show. We focus in on new material that was just released or has not been released yet. Second and third hour, be an eclectic blend of neo-folk, indie, and alternative with some classics thrown in, but most of it, you probably haven't heard it before, which is why this is music you might otherwise miss. Now, on with the show. I have a great program lined up for you with an hour of music that contains new material from Ray Morris, Chase McBride, and Field Music. Today's reissue song is from Daryl Hall and John Oates off of a re-release of a Timeless Classics album. Also in this morning's entertainment, we have the new single from the James Hunter Six, and I decided to make them today's lineage. That'll hit around the 10:30 mark, so please join us for that, plus all the other new and interesting music we play for you here at WMFO, which is precisely why you tune to Freeform Radio. Let's get this show started with a tune from LL. LL is an indie pop startup, five-piece from Nashville, Tennessee. They've been together only since 2006, and they are fronted by the singing and songwriting talents of Ben Elkins. Even at their tender young age, LL has garnered well-deserved attention already. In fact, this previously unsigned quintet just penned a deal with Father Daughter Records, which has led them here today with a brand new single. This is called Be Ya. It just dropped on February 2nd. It's fun, up-tempo, horn-infused piece. Check it out for yourself. New music from LL here on Music You Might Otherwise Miss.
Yeah. still falls for the ruse whenever she talks to you. She's never gonna quit, never gonna get tired of it, says it's irrelevant. Someday she starts to feel better, like this won't last forever, forever. She tires of a thing she cannot change. Mutual benefit. I don't wanna move too slow. If this is touch and go, I want to feel it. I don't want to move too slow. If this is touch and go, I want to feel it too. I want to feel it. Told me I can't relax. Didn't think that it would come to that.
That was the latest material from Chase McBride here on Freeform Radio from Tufts University 91.5 WMFO. My name is TK and you're tuned in to music you might otherwise miss. Chase McBride, rather, is a wonderfully talented singer-songwriter and multi-instrumentalist out of San Francisco, California. He started down this path in 2014, quietly plugging away at his craft. This unsigned artist has been honing that craft and releasing his music out into the world. He finally garnered some well-deserved attention in 2017 with the release of his album, Cold Water. On the strength of that release, he's back with a brand new single for 2018. That contemporary folk-sounding song was The Color Blue, and he gets a little vocal help from actor Sean Hayes, who plays Jack on Will and Grace. Changing musical direction with something new from Therese Lithner. Therese Lithner is a brooding, thoughtful singer-songwriter from Scandinavia. One music reviewer wrote that Ms. Lithner, quote, will become known as Sweden's St. Vincent, unquote. Besides Therese being a wonderful singer and talented, thoughtful songwriter, she also plays a really mean guitar. She just recently signed to Lazy Octopus Records, which has allowed her to launch her debut single, Drown. It clocks in at over 5 minutes, however, it never feels like it's too long or self-indulgent. It just flows. This standalone single was just released on February 2nd. Here we have new music from Therese Lithner here on Music You Might Otherwise Miss.
We'll be right back.
happens to the latest material from Pure Mids. Here on Freeform Radio, Tufts University, 91.5 WMFO. My name is TK, and you're tuned in to music you might otherwise miss smack dab in the middle of the new release show, Pure Mids. They're an unsigned indie alternative shoegaze dream pop trio from Los Angeles, California. They were quite busy in 2017 with the releasing of at least four standalone singles. For 2018, the threesome put together those tracks, plus a couple more, to self-release their debut full-length album, Optimisticism, on January 26th. The song I just played there is Maybe It's All Right. Kind of remind me a little bit of Real Estate.
Chances are you or someone you know has age-related macular degeneration, or AMD. Millions are losing their sight to AMD, and I'm one of them. Getting that diagnosis was terrifying. Thankfully, my doctor caught it early, and I was able to receive a treatment that's helped me keep enough vision to continue reading and doing what I love. Not everyone is so lucky. That's why you should visit your eye doctor and learn the warning signs. The Foundation Fighting Blindness provides free AMD information kits with everything you need to know about preventing and managing the disease. Call 1-800-632-2005 to request your kit today. Anyone can get AMD, but you don't have to be a victim. Knowledge is power. So whether you or a loved one has AMD, or you just want to learn more, the Foundation Fighting Blindness can help. That number again is 1-800-632-2005. Don't wait. Call today.
Next up, it's a new one from Ray Morris. She's a terrifically talented electronica-focused singer-songwriter from Blackpool, England. I first found her back in 2014 with the release of her single, Do You Even Know?, which ended up being included in her debut EP, which was released later that year. For 2018, Ray has fully incorporated into the Warner Brothers music machine, and with their support, she's been able to release this album, Someone Out There, on February 2nd. It's designed for mainstream pop radio play, and it's not something I would normally play, but I knew who she was, and I knew she was just also getting started. So I thought I'd play a track from the new album. This one is called Atletico, parenthetically, The Only One. New music from Ray Morris here on Music You Might Otherwise Miss.
From the back of the room, you were holding my glance. I was trying to be cool, but I can't really dance. Is there something to do with the way that you move? In a matter of seconds, I'm falling for you. Beautiful, 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 but I could stand at my
Stay right by the radio. We have today's lineage with the James Hunter 6 right after the latest here from Field Music. New music from Field Music here on Freeform Radio, Tufts University, 91.5 WMFO. It's music you might otherwise miss. My name is TK. Field Music, they are a band that is fronted and inspired by the brothers Bruce, David, and Peter. They made some really finely crafted and layered contemporary music. I first found them in 2010 with the release of their album Measure. It's a marvelously invented album. If you get a chance, check out the song Effortlessly. If you want to sample their sound back from 8 years ago. Well, the siblings, they are back with their seventh studio album, Open Here, which has a street date of February 2nd. The track I just spun there was Checking on a Message. Well, it's time for the today's first feature. It's called The Lineage. It's part of the show when I'm going to play a new tune from an artist. I'm going to follow it up with a selection from their past. It's always a little fun. Helps add some perspective to an artist's career. Today's subject is the James Hunter 6. Now, I chose James because I have a special connection to his career. I found him back in 2003 with the, well, when I started playing, actually, when my first show that I ever got on radio was called the Uptown Blues Party. I tried to, well, that was back in Baltimore at WTMD. I tried to get my former program director to play him, but to no avail. When Hunter's breakthrough disc, People Gonna Talk, came out in 2006, we were all over this new artist. Or I was all over this new artist, much to my chagrin. But he wouldn't play them. Anyway, I'm bitter, I guess. Anyway, James Hunter has a new configuration as the James Hunter 6, and it was just released as a new album. It's called Whatever It Takes. Came out on February 2nd. And the tune I have to share with you for this feature is the album's lead-off track, I Don't Want to Be Without You. So this is the James Hunter 6. They are today's lineage here on Music You Might Otherwise Miss.
Set in my ways, I didn't care how or where I spent my day. But now that all has changed, I never wanna be the same. Love you so that all I know is I don't wanna be without you, baby, like before. Without you, baby, no more. I confess I could have cared less at the time. Was even glad the nothing I had was all mine. But since the day I fell, I couldn't keep it to myself. Every day you'll hear me say, I don't wanna be without you, baby, like before. I don't wanna be without you, baby, no. So that all I know is I don't wanna be without you, baby, like before. I don't wanna be without you, baby, no true, but so hard to let go.
don't you think I know? It's so easy to say, forgive me. But the words of forgiveness won't come. Now don't you know how hard I'm trying? It's so much easier said than done. Now don't you know how hard I'm trying? It's so much easier said than done.
Radio. Tufts University, 91.5 WMFO. TK here with you. It's music you might otherwise miss. Finishing up with today's Lineage, that was James Hunter with It's So Easy. And it was officially released in 2006 on Hunter's People Gonna Talk album. Hey, if you want to check out today's new release show playlist in its entirety, I've posted it already at my website, which is tksmusic.com. That's tksmusic.com. There's also some videos housed there, some links to some free downloads of some of the songs that we play here, and also an email function if you want to send me a note, a suggestion, or a request. Also want to remind you that I'm doing another music you might otherwise miss on Thursdays over at WBRS.org or 100.1 FM. I'm on 10 a.m. to 12 p.m. Another nice eclectic blend of mix. If you can join me, I'd love to have it happen. Keeping the tunes going here with a visit to today's reissue of the week is from Daryl Hall and John Oates. The album has been re-released, or the album that has been re-released rather, is one of the many best of collections. This one is called Timeless Classics. I believe it originally came out in 2006, and it was released again this year. Had songs on it like One on One, I Can't Go for That Rich Girl, and then this one, She's Gone. So this is Daryl Hall and John Oates with a reissue song of the week here on Music You Might Otherwise Miss.
With a sermon, but it's plain to see.
Free Form Radio. Tufts University 91.5 WMFO. TK spinning the latest for you here at Music You Might Otherwise Miss. Closing off that two-song set was the latest from Lazy Day. Lazy Day, they are a London-based lo-fi four-piece fronted by Tilly Scantlebury. Lazy Day has switched record labels, and the result is that new standalone single called Weird Cool is a nice follow-up to her successful Ribbons EP, which was released in 2017. Keeping the tunes going here with another new track from Have You Ever Seen the Jane Fonda Aerobic VHS? I first featured them in January, in fact on the 23rd, with their song Corazon. With the release of the full album Jazz Bell 1984/1988, I thought I'd play another track from it, and just in case you missed the show, here's some background. They're an unsigned indie, really alt-rock, mixed-gender trio. They're from Finland, and I pulled this quote from a music site, which totally makes sense to me, as they were reviewing this album also. It says, quote, have you ever seen the Jane Fonda Aerobic VHS tape? Tread a fine line between trashily disposable and refreshingly unique, and somehow, once they've again managed to make an absolute jam with less than 3 minutes of battering keys, unquote. I think that's a curious quote. The song I have for you today is Magic Swimming Pants. So new music from Have You Ever Seen Jane Fonda Aerobic VHS? Here on Music You Might Otherwise Miss.
Thesaurus from cover to cover that'll go up in smoke when you've
got a house by the smother. I watch you restack your tarot reading. Where's the good in that if you believe? Why are you cheating? We're all eager to know what my sentence is. I stand with a hunch. I forget the correct ways to close out my sentences. You can join up the dots. You can color inside the lines. But when push comes to shove, so fast and frightening. I watched you wipe away the paintings at Altamira with the corner of your sleep, but no past is ours to rearrange. We're all
new music from Mount Doubt here on 91.5 WMFO Freeform Radio from Tufts University. Also available online at WMFO.org. TK hanging here with you. Music you might otherwise miss. Mount Doubt. They're an indie alt-rock dark pop quartet out of Edinburgh, Scotland. They're fronted by Leo Bargery. That song was Conduits. It was originally appeared on their Moon Landings EP in November 2017. It's also just been re-released, remixed, and remastered as a new single for 2018. Let me slip in one more from Holy Motors. They are a mixed-gendered indie rock five-piece from Tallinn, Estonia. It's my first band from Estonia that I've ever played on the show. They got a record deal with New York City's Wharf Rat Records, which has supported the band in releasing their debut full-length album, Slow Sundown, which has a street date of February 9th. I played the first pre-release single from the album, Honeymoony, back on December 9th. I played the first, The anticipation of the album's release, I was able to get another track from the yet-to-be-released disc. This one is called Signs. Of course, please stay tuned for hours 2 and 3 of music you might otherwise miss.
I'm
WMFO in Medford.